This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
This week's export sales were very even-keeled. This is great for the soybeans, which have been underperforming, but is not as good for corn, which had been more towards the other end of the spectrum. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers.
A little bit of a ho-hum report. Everything came within the range of estimates. Corn, 566,000 tons. Range of estimates, 300 to 1 million. Beans came in at 749. Now, that was at the very middle of the range of estimates. Overall, it was a fairly good split between the old crop and the new crop. So this is a little bit disappointing on the corn side of things, but it's a little bit of a rebound on the bean side of things. But overall, we're still struggling with export demand right now, especially in that bean market.
Some flash sales were reported this week, but McBride said they're actually just the result of some unknown sales being confirmed for China.
Beans, we sold 131,000 tons to China this week. 121,000 of that was previously designated for unknown destination. So they were already logged. It just gets switched over in the balance sheet. So it was sales to China, but unfortunately, it's not brand new sales. So, and that's kind of been the par for the course for beans lately. It's sales that we've made previously, but they just get assigned to China. They haven't been buying new from us.
Find this story and more on iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.